Chapter 4.1. Translator. Zia, editor. Zia, I think I've seen you somewhere before. Sen Jing heard someone say this to her once again. The person saying this was surnamed Chao, whom Sen Jing and Bai Chushu encountered on their way back to the dormitory. Unlike Bai Chushu's worries, the girls in the college were all very friendly, and some were particularly familiar, such as Miss Chao. Several classmates were with Miss Chao, and upon hearing her words, they were all surprised. Do you also find her familiar? Huh? So I'm not the only one who thinks so? As the words fell, another girl exclaimed, I know where I've seen her before. Everyone's gaze turned towards that girl as she continued, it was at Mingda Building, on the first floor corridor. There were many portraits hanging there, and one of them looked particularly like her. As she spoke, everyone recalled the portrait they passed by every day on their way to class, and suddenly, it all made sense. No wonder. Oh, you mean that beautiful one? I think I remember, but I haven't looked closely. Who is in that painting? It's Sen Shang, the one who founded our academy. Several girls started gossiping, leaving Bai Chushu, who was being pulled by Chao, looking bewildered, not knowing what they were saying about and whom Sen Jing resembled. Sen Jing understood what they meant and remained composed. She had already prepared herself to be compared to the deceased person on her way to the capital. Now that it had happened, she didn't feel much about it, just a little puzzled. After all, the Crown Princess Xiao Qingyan despised her and removed her painting from the academy when she was alive. So why was it hung up again now? The group returned to the dormitory building cheerfully. Chao knew that Sen Jing and Bai Chushu had just arrived today and probably hadn't unpacked yet, so she didn't rush to their dormitory. Instead, she informed them of her own room number and floor, inviting them to visit her when they had time. After saying goodbye to Miss Chao and the others, Bai Chushu turned to Sen Jing and said, they are really nice people. Sen Jing, seeing Bai Chushu happy, also smiled and said, yes. They share a dorm room together, and it was only natural for Sen Jing and Bai Chushu to be assigned together. Their luggage remained untouched in the room, and they needed to tidy up by themselves. They spent the entire afternoon tidying up the dorm room, and before they could rest, they heard someone knocking on the door. Bai Chushu hurriedly went to open the door and saw an old lady with mottled hair standing outside. The old lady was not tall, with her hands behind her back, and her appearance seemed rather stern. Her sharp eyes first landed on Bai Chushu, then after a moment, shifted to Sen Jing. Probably due to Sen Jing's appearance, the grandma Wu stared at her for a long time before retracting her gaze and introduced herself, I am called Wu, you can call me Grandma Wu. The old lady's voice wasn't particularly pleasant, as if it had been damaged by medicine. Bai Chushu was not good at dealing with elderly people like Grandma Wu, so she was very reserved and together with Sen Jing, they called out, Grandma Wu. Grandma Wu nodded and took out two white jade tokens for them. Each token was about the size of half a palm, with their names carved on them, and three tassels hanging from each. Each tassel had three golden silk jade beads, and there was one bead on the top of each token, making a total of 10 beads. After receiving the tokens, they heard Grandma Wu saying, with these tokens, you can enter and leave the West Courtyard. The 10 beads on the token represent 10 study credits. Deduct one credit to obtain one item. Be careful and don't lose them. After giving them the tokens, Grandma Wu led them to Wei Lu to participate in the entrance examination. Bai Chushu didn't expect this, and she asked Sen Jing softly, what should I do? If I don't perform well in the exam, will they kick me out of the academy? Sen Jing replied, no, they won't. Bai Chushu asked, are you sure? How do you know? Sen Jing Rais read the token and said, these tokens are made of such fine jade, and our names are carved on them. It would be a waste to discard it just because you didn't do well in the exam, don't you think? Bai Chushu stayed still, feeling that Sen Jing's words made sense, yet sensing something not quite right. Grandma Wu walked ahead of them. Hearing Sen Jing's words, she couldn't help but show a faint smile. However, with too many wrinkles on her face, her smile appeared less amiable and somewhat eerie. Inside the specially arranged examination room, there were only Sen Jing and Bai Chushu as the students. The supervising teacher had already arrived and handed them the exam papers. Sen Jing glanced at the exam questions, finding them not difficult at all, at least for her. However, she had no intention of writing seriously. Even if she were to die tonight, she didn't want anyone to discover anything extraordinary about her. Sen Jing poured water and ink, comparing Bai Chushu's skill level. She held the pen with her left hand, and began answering the questions. During the process, Sen Jing's inkstone ran dry. Someone approached her table and regrind the ink for her. The person's skin looked wrinkled and unattractive, but the posture of grinding the ink was exceptionally elegant, as if in the past, she had served countless others with pens and ink. Sen Jing's pen paused, and she quietly thanked Grandma Wu. Grandma Wu remained silent, finished grinding the ink, and then left the room. The supervising teacher followed her out and jokingly said in the corridor, "I saw you grinding ink for that student just now. That's not like your usual style, Grandma Wu." Grandma Wu, upon hearing those words, thought about something, and her harsh expression softened slightly. "The young girl resembles someone from my past. Her appearance resembles that person, and even the way she tries to coax others resembles that person. The way she holds a pen to write is also similar. She couldn't bear to see the girl run out of ink halfway through writing, so she went in and regrind some ink for her." Sen Jing wrote quickly, without much consideration because she didn't intend to put in much effort. She finished writing and turned around, only to find Bai Chushu still struggling to write, so anxious that she was scratching her head. Sen Jing was worried that if she puts her pen down, Bai Chushu will get even more anxious, so she took another blank sheet of paper, pretending to continue answering the questions, but in reality, she was doodling and drawing a tortoise on the paper. Then she drew a 3x3 grid on the tortoise's shell, playing tic-tac-toe with herself. Finally, when Bai Chushu finished writing, Sen Jing put the paper with the doodled tortoise to the bottom of her stack, stood up, and left the examination room together with Bai Chushu. Only at that moment Grandma Wu told them that the test they just took will determine which class they will be in from now on.